And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend, not being afraid, even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First, it's Friday! Yay! And that means it's DDDDD time, Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day. It's beneficial for us to recall that teachings in the book of James and Peter is where we learn that God opposes the proud but bestows grace upon the humble. This means that while God resists the proud, he champions the cause of the humble. As we dive into the Old Testament, we see this principle in action. However, sometimes the Lord permits a degree of hardship to help us discern the difference between serving him and serving mankind. Ooh. Next, when God grants us relief, deliverance, or freedom from a struggle, we relish the victory. However, the devil is not far behind, attempting to lead us into failing God again. The crucial thing to remember is that God's compassion isn't cheap. It comes at a great cost, but it's also never short in supply. And finally, our final devotion will involve the Queen of Sheba. She's highly regarded because she had a wealth of spices, and that's impressive. But she made profound and powerful statements about Solomon and God. She asserts that Solomon's reputation fell short of his actual deeds. This might sound a bit odd, but I believe we face a similar situation as Christians. The reputation of God lacks behind his actual activity in our lives. The outcomes of these extraordinary activities from God are the truest joys of our life.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. You ever go through life and you feel like you're surviving? Then you ever go through life and you feel like, you know what? I'm living. And then you go through life and you think, I'm winning it. That's what that is. Surviving, living, and prevailing. Also, politics, boo, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, noive, so much more. Remember, it's not professional radio, folks. It's just radio. It's all it is. So we're asking you, what do you think? So you can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show. So if you're in San Diego, or if you're in Dallas, or if you're in Detroit, if you're in Canada, or if you're in Argentina, doesn't even matter. You can reach out to us during the show. You can text us 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like heading into the weekend.
Aww.
Isn't that nice? Heading into the weekend.
Yes, it is. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. We'll be doing Jake's take in the next segment because we got some sports things we got to pick up on. And make sure everybody understands. I got a couple things I also need to share with you. Don't forget, if you didn't get your receipt and you gave last year, reach out to me. We'll get that taken care of because they've all already been sent out as of January 3rd. Some are coming in the mail, so you can wait a couple days if you don't typically do email. Don't forget, there's a new resource page on the front page. We want you to remember that. There's all these other things that I want to share with you, but I've got to make sure that you understand that if you've got a prayer request, if you've got something and you're just like, I need prayer for this. Okay. Brandon calling, first time caller. It's like, hey, you know what I want for this year? This is what I'm looking for. A little more Jesus. I want to be so close to Jesus. It's like right there. It's like, what a phenomenal, phenomenal request, by the way. But I'm saying, if you've got a prayer request, got something specific, it's beyond you. Here's how I look at it. And I know it's a little different, but just bear with me. If you take your faith and my faith, and we take Jacob's faith and everybody's faith, and we put it all together, that's more faith. And more faith is good. It's just like, that's it. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For those who come to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of those who seek him. Okay, so more faith, good thing. More faith, good. So that's for prayer requests. For praise reports, maybe something the Lord's done in your life and you've not had an opportunity to share that or expound upon that. The big thing about that is when you share a praise report, not only are you reinforcing it for yourself, not only are you encouraging others who hear it, but you are also giving glory and honor to the Lord, which is like, that's more important than anything else right there. So you might have that going on. You might also have an answer to Bible trivia, because we do often do goofy Bible trivia. This should be relatively easy for many people, even if you don't have a relative. How many friends came to comfort Job? Was it two friends, three friends, or four friends? How many friends came to comfort Job? Was it two friends, three friends, or four friends? That's the question, if you think you know the answer. By the way, the answer is in Job chapter 2, verse 11. How many friends came to comfort Job? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, David@hemustincrease.org. So what we're talking about on how many friends came to comfort Job is not who all was there, but what friends came to comfort, right? So you got to think of friends. And so for Joanne and Cordelia, you're on the exact right track, but go with the very beginning of that. Friends, the friends of Job. Okay, that'd be a key. We do have somebody there. Are they ready? Do we want to? So we'll do that then, and then we'll do our DNA after that. How about that? Okay, let's send the person through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Well, hi, David. It's Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. And we're praying for Susie still. Want to make sure she's doing okay, and for the different people that we've been asking prayer. So keep us posted, and we'll keep praying, okay? Want everybody.
All right, thank you.
You got it. All right, here we go. I'll set it up for you. You can hit it out of the park, and I know you know this one. How many friends came to comfort Job? Was it two friends, three friends, or four friends?
Three friends.
That is correct, Amundo! And the reason that it's going to be three is Elihu was there, but he wasn't one of Job's friends. He was a youngster, not a part of that little thing, so that the Lord brought him in afterwards going, oh, you're all so smart because you're older. Maybe not so much. Anyway.
Hey, David, I was wondering if you could say a special prayer for Ace, Gary, Joy, and Cordelia, and Brother Samson. I'd like to thank Samson for praying for the diabetics because I'm one of those, and I'd like to thank him for that.
You got it. So you want me to pray for those five? You want to do it real fast?
Yeah, go ahead. Thank you.
Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now, and I just appreciate so much Deborah. And I do pray, Lord, you let her know that she's a blessing to us. I do really pray that. And I ask her that she would have that comfort in her heart. But she's asking for prayer for Brother Ace and for Brother Gary, and not just for them, but she's also asking for Samson, Lord, who's praying for her, the things that she goes through, plus Joy and Cordelia, who think of Deborah often and pray for her. She's asking, Lord God, that you would just bless them for being a blessing for her. How perfectly profound, God, that is in your kingdom. Thank you for a sister who knows that that's the right thing to do. And thank you for these brothers and sisters who have blessed her. And let the blessing of this family reach one another so there can continually be encouragement towards each other. We just thank you for your gift. We pray for that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, David, and I hope y'all have a good weekend.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Excellent job. So everybody's just You guys are killing it today. You're killing it. Okay. I got to do DNA, and then I might wait on one teaching because I have to tell you these two things I did today. They're pretty funny. They're not brilliant. I said they're funny. There's a big difference, okay? So first we're going to do our DNA, and for those that don't know what DNA is, this is our building blocks of how we exist. What do you mean how we exist? Well, how do you handle tomorrow? How do you handle the next day? How do you handle next week? Hey, I got news for you. In 3 weeks from today, there will be new news. Okay, well, how do you handle all that? DNA. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
The most important thing any one of us can do is hanging out with the Lord. Okay, everything you're doing, we're gearing towards eternity, right? We're going to be hanging out with the Lord. What are we going to be doing? I don't know. I mean, people act like they know. The best guess in the world is we'll do what we were going to do before sin came around. That's a good one. I like that. I personally like that. But it doesn't matter. We'll be hanging out with the Lord. There'll be no separation between us. Cool. So that process begins now as we draw closer and closer and closer. And don't tell me you're so close. You're too. I don't want to hear. Nobody is close enough. Nobody. You can always get closer. So daily, spend time with the Lord. Every day that ends in Y, spend some time with the guy in the sky. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Even the disciples didn't understand everything Jesus said. But as it came to pass, they got the clues and they started to figure it out. And like, oh, that's right, that's right. So the whole point of me saying that is you are never to be ashamed of the words of Jesus Christ. Jesus is, in fact, one of his titles is the Word of God. See John chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. And you understand that the Word of God is Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. And the bottom line is it's God-breathed, just like God breathed into Adam the breath of life. And never be ashamed, because Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me or my words, I'll be ashamed of you at my coming in glory with the Father. And then A, so that's D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve, which is the best way in the world to say, love your neighbor like you love yourself. Or, it's not the best way, but it's a great way. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Stop thinking just about you. Okay? The universe revolves around Jesus, not you. You're a part of his universe. And in his universe, he came to serve, not to be served. So in order for us to reflect Jesus, we want to be ready to serve. So the DNA is draw closer to the Lord daily, never be ashamed of what he has to say, and always be ready to serve, being aware that you could be a vessel used by God at any time for anything to the Lord's glory. That's what it is in a nutshell. All right. I can't tell my story yet. I'll have to tell that a little later. I did two things today, and you'll be amazed just to listen to this show.
All right, I'm waiting for it.
You're going to be, I listen to this guy? Really? Okay. Anyway, let me just do this real quickly. 2 Chronicles 12:7-8. 2 Chronicles 12:7-8 says this. When the Lord saw that they had humbled themselves, the Lord's message came to Shemaiah. They have humbled themselves. I will not destroy them, but will grant them a little deliverance. My wrath will not be poured out on Jerusalem through Shishak. However, they will become his servants, so they may recognize the difference between serving me and serving the kingdoms of the land. When people humble themselves, it is brilliant. Why? Because God opposes the proud. Two times, once in James and once in Peter, plus about 100 other times throughout the scripture, plus a great example is Nebuchadnezzar, who didn't humble himself and God turned him into a cow. Moo, moo. The key is, if we humble ourselves, the Lord will work with us. He will help us. Even the worst person ever, the worst king ever in Israel, Manasseh, when he humbled himself, God granted him grace. When you humble yourself and strive, instead of trying to be defiant or tell God how to do it, he grants you deliverance. He grants you some space. But then the Lord says this, but I'm going to allow them to get a little banged up. What he says, of course, is I'm going to allow them to become Shishak's servants so they can recognize one thing, the difference between serving me and serving the kingdoms of the land. The Lord allowed a little bit of extra push, a little bit of extra smack on the head with a 2x4, a little bit of more trial. Why? so they can recognize there's a difference between serving God and serving people. In fact, when you serve people, when you not serve people in the name of the Lord, when you live to serve them in the capacity of they're your masters that way, you're putting yourself in continual bondage. When you willingly serve the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind and love him and do all that he brings before you, you find out that your service becomes a freedom. So we can either be in bondage through our pride or yield and humble ourselves to the Lord and be in liberty and freedom because we've humbled ourselves and God extends his grace to us. So here's the key. Choose. Either be humble or be full of pride. But if you're full of pride, you'll be aware. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs 16:18. We'll take our break and then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. So he gives the conclusion to the matter. He says in Ecclesiastes 2, I see is from the hand of God, for without him, who can eat or find enjoyment? To the person who pleases him, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. Only in God is there satisfaction. He says, this too I see is from the hand of God. Happiness is from the hand of God. Verse 13 in Ecclesiastes 3, that each of them may eat, drink, and find satisfaction in their toil. This is the gift of God. Happiness is a gift. Satisfaction is a gift. The graces for appreciating life at its fullness is a gift from God, and apart from God, it cannot be attained. Yowza! We're really going to the mat here, huh? So then you might say, okay, David, then what's the conclusion? What do you do then to get that whole process going? Only God can grant lasting happiness, period. What do we got to do? Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Now all has been heard, and here is the conclusion of the matter. Don't you love that? I mean, the answer's right here in the same book. And here is the answer. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. If you want God to grant you the gift of happiness, you fear him and obey his commandments. People are like, oh, no, there's got to be something else. Isn't there medication involved? Isn't there grandchildren involved? Isn't there this involved? Isn't there relationships involved? Isn't there, money involved and power and cars and houses and big TVs? No. Wasn't there food and wine? And what about all the medications? No. Well, what about becoming smart and brilliant and knowing and having degrees? No. You tell me partying does anything? Correct. You mean building a monument to myself does nothing? Correct. Happiness comes as a gift from God only. And so the conclusion of the matter is simple. Fear God and keep his commandments. This is the duty of mankind. This is the requirement. Now, to fear God is to be in reverence of God. Honor, respect, awe, and appreciation. Every day, are you in honor, respect, awe, and appreciation of God? Yes or no? And do we obey what he tells us to do? You want to be a successful Christian? Do what God says. People, I'll be a successful Christian. That means X amount of money in the bank. No, it doesn't. Jesus didn't die and resurrect a billionaire. I mean, that's just dumb.
The David Spoon Experience.
If Jesus. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Whether you're listening right now from San Diego, where it's 1220, 220 here in Dallas, 320 in Detroit, and I don't know what time it is on Saturn, but they do have a ring. I just don't know what time it is. Doesn't matter. We're glad you're with us. Glad you're participating. Let's see if you can get this next trivia question and very challenging question. Plus, then after that, we're going to do Jake's take, and then we'll see if I'm going to share how much of an idiot I really am. We'll see how that goes. Which king saw the fingers of a man's hand right on the palace wall? Which king saw the fingers of a man's hand right on the palace wall? Was it Belshazzar, Nebuchadnezzar, or Hiram? Hiram. Was it Belshazzar, Nebuchadnezzar, or Hiram? Daniel chapter 5, verse 1 through 5 is where your answer is going to be, if you think you know. 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. We do have somebody that's getting ready to call in. They are calling in. We'll probably take that first, then we'll do Jake's take. We just got a lot to do. We'll just get it done. It's just how we'll do it. We'll just be fast, and we'll go fast, and do the best we can. By the way, don't forget to check out the website. There is some cool new stuff up there. Somebody ready to answer their trivia question? Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
David, this is your friend, Ms. Robertson, the one you prayed for, getting her new home.
Yes, Ms. Robertson, how are you?
All is well, David, and yourself.
I am doing wonderful, and it's great to hear from you.
Yes, sir.
All right, you ready? I'll set it up for you, and then you can answer, okay? Which king saw the fingers of a man's hand right on the palace wall? Was it Belshazzar, Nebuchadnezzar, or Hiram?
Nebuchadnezzar!
Whoa, wait. What did you say? You gotta turn your radio down just a little. Turn your radio down just a little bit. That's okay. What did you say it was?
Nebuchadnezzar.
Now, if it wasn't Nebuchadnezzar and it was a grandson of Nebuchadnezzar, who would it be?
Oh, glory, I don't know.
So it would
David,
be...
tell me.
This would be Belshazzar! That's it!
Oh, wow. It's been a while, baby. Forgive me. I'm going to have to study more, darling.
So that Belshazzar, he was the grandson. And then when Daniel said, he said, man, you should know this. Your grandfather knew this. You should know this stuff. You should know what's going on. He just dropped it on him. It was really powerful. Excellent.
Yeah, I agree totally. Thanks, babe. I appreciate it.
Oh, you are more than welcome. You're such a blessing. We just hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Yeah, you do the same. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, we are that crazy. See, wasn't that fun? All right, we got to do Jake's take because we got some serious stuff coming up here. I'm serious. All right, Jake, you've got the floor. What do you got?
Well, this weekend is a big weekend for the Dallas Cowboys.
Uh-oh.
As they have an opportunity to win the division.
And who are they playing?
They're playing the Washington Commanders.
Is that good or bad?
Known as the Redskins, but, you know.
Okay, I call them Washington Redskins.
Yep, I still
care.
Do it by accident.
I mean, that's just so stupid. All right, so anyway, are they any good, Washington?
No, Washington is not very good this year, so the Cowboys should win. They should.
Are they any good? No.
It's in Washington. But, with the Cowboys being ahead of the Eagles currently, if they win against Washington, they should win. They'll win the division. And then if they lose, it'll take the Eagles going against the Giants. And the Eagles win that game, then they'll win the division. But like I said, Washington's not very good, so the Cowboys should win the division.
Are they playing at home or in Washington?
It is in Washington.
Okay, so that's always 50-50 right? All right. And what about Detroit?
They usually play Washington at the end of the season, and it's been kind of a toss-up lately. So
okay.
We'll see what happens.
All right, and then Detroit's playing Minnesota, is that correct?
Yes, they are.
Okay, so Detroit doesn't need to win. I mean, they don't need to win or anything like that. But
No.
They might feel a sense of redemption from last week. We'll deal with that later on. All right, excellent work, and then we'll college coming up on the next week. Great job on that. Thank you, sir. Thank you for that. So people are like, why do you do Jake's take? Because people want to know. Well, I don't want to know. Well, I don't want to know everything either, but that doesn't mean we don't talk about it. I mean, goodness gracious. I don't turn on the news because I'm like, oh, I'm so happy to watch the news. I just do that to make sure I know what's going on. And I do it as little as possible. Why is that? Because you know what MEDIA stands for? Making everyone dumber in America. That's the acronym, just in case you didn't know that.
Are we about to hear your stories?
I'll tell you one. This is the kind of day I had. It was a very wonderful day. I just want to point that out. I had great worship on the way down and everything. But before I left the house, I had Noelle get me some eye drops because my eyes, work done on my eyes many, many years ago, and they never actually did it correctly, and just one of those things. So I've always kind of had to have extra drops and so on and so forth. So today, just as I'm heading out of the house, Noelle had ordered me one that I asked her for, and I'm in my bathroom, and I grabbed the drops, and I put them in my eye. And I noticed it was really hard to squeeze it out of the bottle. I was like, well, that's never like that. Why is that? I put eardrops in my eyes. I'm not kidding you. I put eardrops in my eyes. Wait. So I called Noelle because it's too funny when you put eardrops in, and people are like, oh, no, that's serious. It's like, no, it's not that serious. But I put eardrops in my eyes, and I said, honey, I said, not only have I lost your sock when I did the laundry, okay, because I did laundry for her, right, because she's working all these extra hours. I said, but I put eardrops in my eyes. And she said, well, did you flush it out? I said, no, but my left eye apparently can hear so much better than my right eye, it doesn't matter. I actually said that to her on the phone, and she just stopped for a second and said, there is something wrong with you. That's right. How's that? Is that good? That's pretty bad, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
I'm surprised. So it didn't hurt or anything?
No, I didn't say it didn't hurt. It just it wasn't a long-term, you know.
You said it wasn't serious or anything. It didn't burn.
Prayed over it right away and just asked the Lord, and if something serious was supposed to happen, oh, well.
How'd you notice? Did you put them in and then you looked and you're like, oh, well?
When it went into my eye, see, it's supposed to give you relief. Like, it gives you, like, a coolness in your eye.
Yeah, and it was the opposite.
It did not do that. So I was like, what? Fortunately, I got it before I put in the other eye. But again, like I said, my left eye now hears better. Anyhow, that's that one. And then I got another one. I'll tell you that in a minute. That's just... But it's the other one's dumber. But that just shows you.
You should have grabbed the eye drops and then put them in your ear. Just reversed it.
Then I could have seen driving down the road, looking out my window, my passenger window. But I could have seen through my ear oncoming traffic. Okay.
You have to just turn your head to the side while you're driving.
Listen, you guys listen to the show. I can only blame you for listening to somebody like me. I can't blame me for it. I am me. I cannot blame me for that. Here is Nehemiah chapter 9. Verse 28 and 29, but as soon as they had relief, they did again what was evil in the sight of the Lord. So you abandoned them to the power of their enemies, who dominated them. Then when they cried out to you again, you heard from heaven and rescued them many times in your compassion. You warned them to turn back to your law, but they acted arrogantly and would not obey your commands. The reason I'm doing this right after doing the other one we just did regarding humility is because sometimes when we get to that good place, we will come before the Lord and we will humble ourselves and we'll do it right, and God will bring us deliverance. And after that deliverance, it doesn't stick like sticky notes that they stick on the wall or whatever when you're in front of you. Sometimes when the Lord does something, it doesn't stick with us. Just like the children of Israel going through the Red Sea and then just a couple days later going, what have you done for me lately? It's that problem. And we're not the only ones. The disciples went through this. Israel went through this. People who engage with God go through this. Where the Lord does something, it's phenomenal. You know it's phenomenal. By the grace of God, hopefully you're recording it like we talked about yesterday. But there's a tendency to forget once you're past it. And so here Nehemiah says, as soon as they had relief, they did it again, what was evil in your sight. So then you abandoned them to their enemies for a time. Then the enemies dominated them. Then they cried out to you again, and you rescued them again. God will never stop rescuing you because he is filled with compassion. And where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. And the mercy and the kindness and the compassion of God are real. But to put ourselves in that same position time and time again is like putting eardrops in your eyes. It's dumb. And you might get mad at me thinking that's not a nice thing to say. So what? It's still the truth. Putting eardrops in your eyes is not brilliance. It's not the height of intellectual ascent. Neither is forgetting the things that the Lord has brought into our lives and then forgetting and moving forward in another direction against him and then realizing, oh, I did it again, and oh, I did it again, and oh, I did it again. And you think, why are you repeating that? Because here's what Nehemiah said. He said, you heard from heaven and rescued them many times in your compassion. God will rescue you and rescue you and rescue you because he's filled with compassion. But how much do we need to have a check to recognize we got to stop doing that? Verse 29, you warned them, turn back to your law, but they acted arrogantly and wouldn't obey. The answer is to stop operating outside of God's declarations, to surrender to the law, to yield to the truth. And to make sure that we're humble before the Lord and not trying to, you know, I can do this for you now, Lord, because I've learned so much for so long. Now I'll help you do this. You know, the last brilliant, brilliant person who did that, by the way, and I say this with more love than you could ever understand, but Abraham and Sarah did a wonderful job saying, well, you've really helped us out and done a great thing. By the way, we're now going to have a child and we're going to help you make the child. And that's how they got Ishmael. And when you start taking over for God, you create Ishmaels. Bad idea. Bad idea. We need to be yielded to the Lord, not trying to operate for him. Get that? Okay. Okay, we will take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
When Joshua was trying to figure out, you know, the Lord and his decision for the Lord, and he was doing pretty good and had good training, he made a decision to follow the Lord. Then he made a decision that he wanted to really commit to devotions. I told him I was proud of him for that. That's his own decision. He has to make that call. Nobody can choose that. You know, I was listening to something the other day, and this is one of the most bizarre statements. You're never going to hear a more bizarre statement. I hope this gets on the radio. You know, you can be born and raised Jewish. You can be born and raised Italian. You can be born and raised in many different things, but you can't be born a Christian. Can't do it. Because you have to make a decision for Jesus Christ. There's no being born a Christian. That doesn't work. That's a lie. You have to make a choice, an individual choice. Your 15 generations of your family could be Christians. When you're born, that does not make you a Christian. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's when you become a Christian. You understand that difference? It was just something that dawned on me, like, you know, people don't talk that way. Well, he was born in a Christian family. That doesn't mean he's a Christian. Plenty of murderers came out of Christian families. That doesn't mean a thing. That's nothing. But anyway, going back to it, I had to share that because that's that thought that just really struck me as odd. But the power of our words is so noticeable. And Jesus says, hey, you know, I got one for you. By your words, you're going to be justified. And by your words, you're going to be condemned. So my question to pose is why? That's so forceful and brutal. And the answer is in Matthew chapter 15. You guys like that one, huh? Like that. I could tell below. I like that. Matthew chapter 15. Here's the reason. Verse 18, Matthew 15, 18 says this. But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart. And the reason that Jesus said, by your words you will be justified and by your words you'll be condemned, is because your words reveal what's in your heart. And you will know, you can listen to other people and know by their speech. And I'm not even talking about coarse language. I'm not talking about swearing. I'm not even talking about any of that. I'm not even necessarily talking about negative speech. I'm talking about you will know a person's heart by what they say.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where we keep the phones open for the people because we love the people. We do have somebody that's calling in right away. So before we do anything else, we'll take the call. Go ahead and send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Dr. David. This is Joyanne. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. How are you?
I'm fine. I have to share something about your remarkable experience with eardrops being placed in your eyes. So may I share a resource that may help for the future? And then, since you are working on a resources list for our beautiful audience, I have a couple of extra things to share with them. And I also want to say Happy New Year to everybody. Happy Healthy New Year.
Awesome. Awesome. Happy and Healthy New Year to you and to Cordelia.
Thank you. Okay, so as a school nurse, I use this resource. It's the poison control number, and it's 1-800-222-1222. So I've had to call poison control as a school nurse when kiddos did goofy things like what you did with your eardrops, placing them in the eye. And normally when I'd call, they'd be so reassuring because kids can really do wild and wacky things, just like Dr. David did. So I'm glad you're okay, that your eye is okay. but don't ever hesitate, you know, and of course your doctor's office. But Noelle is right. You would just normally flush out the liquid, and I don't know that it would hurt for it to be in there if it's a steroid drop or what have you. But I did want to just say thank you so much for initiating a resources list. And the favorite Bible app that I have had I've used it for about 8 years, and I just stumbled upon it. No one even told me about it, but it's a free app, and it's called Daily Audio Bible, or it's dailyaudiobible.com, and they have live readings of the Bible throughout the year, and they use different versions every week. And it's a family in Tennessee, a pastor and then his wife, and they do both on the, you know, regular Bible, and the wife and the son, the daughter, do the chronological Bible separately, and then the son, Ezekiel, does a children's, inspirational. The son doesn't do the whole Bible, but anyway, that has been such a blessing to me and many others, and it's heard around the world. So it's just real easy to find, dailyaudiobible.com. And then just one other resource. As a nurse, I want everybody to be healthy this year. So healthybynatureshow.com, healthybynatureshow.com. And I thank Deborah for, you know, being so caring to mention ACE and Gary. And, you know, we prayed for her diabetes. And anyway, thank you, Deborah, if you're listening still, for praying for Cordelia and me. And I do have a court appearance next week in regard to my divorce, so I would love prayers for that. So I think that's it.
Okay.
Dr. David, now, thank you for letting me download all that.
No problem. DailyAudioBible.com is already a link on the resource page on the website. So if somebody goes to the website and clicks under ministry and go to resources from our listeners, that's up there as a link. We have other links that we'll be adding up there. So when you guys have a link, something like that, send it to me via email or text, and then I'll add it up there within, like, you know, 72 hours. It'll be up there. And initially, we're not going to alphabetize until we get more populated, and then we'll alphabetize after that. So
That's brilliant. Thank you. You are such a blessing.
Well, let me pray over you for your hearing, for the thing you got. So you've got a court date next week. Is that right?
Yes, Tuesday. And the audience may know I've been married 39 years, and divorce is not something I want at all. It makes me very sad. But I feel like the Lord is helping and comforting. And I know others in the audience know of people in that situation, or they are, and maybe, you know, not feeling as brave about calling in about it. But God is using this whole experience for His glory, and I'll write about it someday.
That's going to be an amazing book. That is going to be some book right there. Let me pray over you for the meeting that's going to take place. Okay, let's start with that. Father, we come before you right now. What a blessing Joanne is, and what a blessing Cordelia is. They're just great, great sisters in the Lord. They're part of my family, and I'm just so thankful that you've made them a part of my family. And so I feel very blessed, very honored in that capacity. And Lord, it's not good. I mean, the situation that Joanne has been in with her husband and how that's all taking place, she didn't do it. I mean, she's obviously in the biblical correct, but it's still painful. It's still hard. She still wants to be a witness. She doesn't want to do anything wrong. She's not trying to be greedy. She's just trying to do what's right. Lord, make it right. That's the just let it be just according to your standard, Lord. Make it right for your daughter. That's what we're asking for. Make it right for her. Give her a sense, a comfort, a peace. There's no way this will be, you know, just ignored and thrown under. You'll be using this for your glory because you use all things. You cause all things to work together for good. And you've already brought many good things to her through this process. We're broken for her, but we also rejoice with her. And we ask you, Lord, to just bless where she's moving forward to. Bless her as she steps into that new territory and new land, and let her expectations be high because she is a daughter of the Most High God. And because of that, Lord, you take care of your kids, and that's what we count on. We lift this up before you, and we pray it in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. David. And I notice that whenever you pray for me or my, you know, family on the show, miraculous things always happen afterwards. So all that to say, blessings. Thank you. We love you and your wife and your family dearly and the audience. And you all have a beautiful weekend. Thank you for everything.
You're more than welcome. Bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Love Joanne and love Cordelia. We love everybody in this. So it's not, you know, just like, we just love everybody. Okay. All right. So I'm going to do a short, I can do it. I'm going to do a shorty. We're not going to do the jokes or the history yet because I just can't. I will tell you the one other thing I did, and then I'll do the shorty. All right. Here's the other one. The one thing I did. Ready? So this is now we might have to go to break after this because this is pretty dumb. So Noelle and I, we've been in Texas for a little over 6 years. Okay, so we're not the smartest people. I've already told you some of the dumb things that I've done, throwing stuff out and trying to crack a stick in half and having it come back and hit me in the face and stuff like that. So, Noelle, we've got family coming in, and we've had a chair in our home for about 5 years that's been broken. And you're sitting there thinking, why do you have a chair in your house for 5 years broken? Well, it takes me a while. That's all I'm going to say. So we have this broken chair that's useless, has nothing to do with anything, but it's heavy and so on and so forth. So Noelle finally convinced me after we've been here for 6 years, this is the first thing, I'm not even kidding you, the first thing that we have taken out to the curb besides our trash cans. You know, you can put stuff on the side right there. This is the first thing in 6 years that we've taken out. So I took it out last night, right? But then I noticed that everything else was getting picked up, but that wasn't getting picked up. So I was getting real concerned because I was like, well, I've never done this before. Maybe I did something wrong. So I called the company to make sure. January 2nd, they switched who they use. So the company that picks it up is different than the company that did pick it up for the last 6 years. So then I'm like, okay, so So I call the other company up, and I'm talking to the guy, and I couldn't help myself. I just told him, I said, I've only put one thing out in 6 years. It was last night, and now you're a new new company. After 6 years, you're a new company? He goes, yeah. And I go, okay. I said, so do I need to bring the thing back in? I was like, because it's a chair and it's wet and it's been raining. So by the grace of God, he said, no, we got you covered. So I just want to point out that for 30 minutes, I thought, after 6 years, I put one thing out. It's the wrong company now. I've done it wrong. I'm going to have to bring it back into the garage. And you know when you look up to heaven and you go, really? Well, that's what happened, okay?
They just don't want you to get rid of chairs. Bring it back in to sit down.
Somewhere between that and the eardrops, it was an interesting day. All right, you know what? We will take our break.
Were you sitting in the chair as you were doing the...
No, it was the worst part is I took it out and it hurt my knee a little bit because I'm not supposed to be dragging things out like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought I'm going to have to drag it in and hurt my knee again. I'm just thinking, this is not going well, but the guy took care of me. So that was fine, but you never have one of those things where you just look up to the Lord and you go... 6 years. 6 years. One time. Okay. Yes, that's what happens when you're a Christian. Get over it. It's part of living. All right, we'll take our break and then come back and do our final teach. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
You don't know what's going to happen in 1 minute, let alone 1 hour from now. And God, who it's impossible for God to lie, has made this commitment, made this offer, made this opportunity to both you and me and all of us around. The simplicity is that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and that the wages of that sin, the wages falling short, is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God, demonstrating his love for us, sent Jesus Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. There is nothing more important than that principle right there. The hope that is offered to believers who acknowledge and surrender to the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's what's being offered. That's what gives you encouragement. That's what enables you to go on. You're going to have a lot of sorrow in this life. Job said it best, a man's days are few and full of trouble. But in the next, there is something so wonderful that even in man's mind, we cannot retain it. For eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither can the heart comprehend, can't even receive the great things which God has prepared for them that love him. There's such a great thing that's coming for us, such a great place, such a wondrous place. But you got to acknowledge the invitation. You got to say yes. Because if you don't say yes, you're not going to that wedding. The wedding of the Lamb. Don't be that person. Don't be that person that rejects it. Don't be that person that lives in sorrow, in grief, and in sadness. Don't be that person. Be the one that says yes. So that you can be a part of the great wedding feast, that you can be a part of the great celebration. Oh, life is much more than this 60, 70, 80, 90 years. It's eternity on the line. And if you've already said yes, rest in the comfort. Rest in that place. Rest in that goodness. That all is well. And even on this side, if it's hard, on the other side, it's glorious. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. I want to give Eric a quick shout out, who said after I told that story, sit and wait on the Lord, referring to the chair. That's funny. We also have somebody who's calling in. We want to send them on through. Go ahead and do that. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Rosalyn. I'm here with my mom, Angelina.
Hi. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Hi.
We're calling because we wanted to share a praise. The day after Christmas, my mom got really, really sick, and we had to take her to the hospital. She had collapsed, and we weren't sure if she'd had a stroke or what had happened. And so that was really scary. And God rescued her from that, and they sent her home from the hospital a few days later, and it turned out to be premature because the next day she once again had collapsed, and we thought for sure she was not going to make it. They told us that she had sepsis, which is some kind of an infection in her blood, and we thought we were going to be planning a funeral right now, or be at a funeral right now. And instead, God has rescued her twice, and she is back home. And the pastor and an associate pastor went to the hospital, and they anointed her with oil from Jerusalem that they somehow had. And they prayed over her, like it says in James.
Yep.
And now it's a couple of days later, and she's home.
Praise the Lord. That is so awesome. So, so awesome. I mean, it's phenomenal that they prayed that way. They did that, and I know that the oil from Jerusalem, I used to have that for a long, long time ago, too. It was really funny. But your pastor, too, phenomenal guy, phenomenal ministry there at the church. What a superb blessing that they prayed over and that she got healed and touched, and then that was a major part of what the Lord was doing, and we rejoice with you. Can I lift up a prayer of praise, and will you join me in that?
Yes, can I add one more praise to it?
You can if you want to.
Okay. So while Mom was still in the hospital, my sister was with her, I had to go to an appointment this week. And while I was waiting for my appointment, there was another young man there, and then we kind of started talking and trading illness stories, since he's sickly, and I, you know, everybody knows I've been sickly with the cancer. And He suddenly just kind of looked at me and he said, "How are you so positive through all this stuff you've had to go through?" And I said, "Well, because Jesus is with me." And before I knew it, I just started saying, "Do you know Jesus? Let me tell you about all these great things he's done and how he's helped me." And it was crazy because I've never had that experience. I usually, when I talk with people, it's they're already believers. And so this was, I guess, really like the first real experience where I've told someone about Jesus and they were actually receptive to it. Because I remember a long time ago I had tried to tell some friends and I thought, this is not what God wants me to do. I'm not cut out for this because it didn't seem to work or go anywhere. And hopefully a seed was planted back then. But this time it was very different. And it was strange because I didn't really start out saying that. He was there for an initial injury, and I heard him saying it to somebody else, and the curiosity just got to me, and I couldn't not ask him, "How did you have that happen to you? How did it happen?" And then from there, we just started talking, and he was interested in listening, and I told him all about the show, and I sent him some links and things like that. So his name is Anthony, and so I just hope that, you know, that he starts listening and you know that God really does something with that seed. But I was just so excited. I'd never had that experience, and I was just so grateful that God let me share about him to this young man. And you asked earlier, what do we wish for 2024? I wish that all these, you know, legal troubles that I'm going through and all of these other things on the side that just distract me and take me away from getting to, you know, help with like the Bible study or just be praying or helping people and telling people about God, I wish that would all go away so I could just be doing whatever God has planned for me.
That would be my wish. That is awesome. All right, I'm going to pray over you. I'm going to pray over Angelina. I'm going to pray over Anthony. And we're also going to pray, by the way, for Roger again, who's got a birthday coming up and he has a birthday prayer request. Let's take it to the Lord in prayer. Let's do it. Ready? You ready?
Ready.
All right, let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. We thank you and praise you. First and foremost, we thank our God. Hallelujah, Lord. Your kindness exceeds us every single day. And our graciousness, we don't even express how thankful we really are, Lord. I know we fall short in that. But you look upon us and you love us and you hang out with us and you've made a way for us. So let me just, Lord, lift up this praise to you for Angelina, for Rosalind's mom, just that whole situation. Thank you for letting her still be amongst us. Okay, we know she's going to be with you at some point. Yeah, okay, well, let's just wait a little bit, Lord. Let's hang out with her. All right, that's cool. And, Lord, we're also just so thankful that Rosalind, Lord, you touched Rosalind and she got to share with Anthony. We ask you that Anthony would hear what Rosalind had to say and by the power of your Holy Spirit, you would grab his heart. And that he would make a decision to fall fully before you and surrender to you and find relief and grace and faith and hope and kindness in his life. And Lord, for all the distractions that are going on for Rosalind and for Robert in this next year, just, Lord, just put there, just like it's a demonic attack from one point to the other, give them relief, give them grace, give them favor. So they don't have to sit there and deal with every little thing and that they can find some space in that. We really pray. We praise you for what happened with Anthony. We praise you for what happened for Angelina. We praise you for what happened with Rosalind, that you poured yourself upon her and she just naturally shared. And that's how it should be, Lord. We love it. Lord, by the way, we lift up Roger again. He's got a birthday coming up on Sunday. We certainly wish him a happy birthday, but he's got a car need. He needs some help there. Help him. And Lord, all of our people, they're just phenomenal people. Help them. We just bring all of these needs before you and we lay them at your feet. And we say thank you, thank you, and thank you for the gracious things you've done, for the kindness that you've poured out upon all of us. We can never pay you back, but we'll spend all eternity trying to tell you how much we appreciate you. We love you. We praise you, Lord. And we lift this up in the powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Rosalind. We got to hit it right here on a hard break. So great phone call. Okay.
Thank you. Bye, everybody. Thank you for your prayers.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Going to take a 70 and one half hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.